The city of Salisbury now has an interim city manager. That's because 2 weeks ago, city council members effectively fired former city manager Doug Paris. The city's communications director resigned the next day. WFAE's Tasneem Shama has more.
On Main Street, Salisbury business owners say there's a lot of mystery surrounding the sudden dismissal of former city manager Doug Paris. Vaughn Poston of Salisbury Square Antiques and Collectibles says his customers bring it up every day.
Uncertainty, disbelief, rumor, gossip, not knowing, and would like to know what happened.
We don't know a whole lot. There was no indication before the meeting on June 17th that Paris would lose his job by the end of the night. Mayor Paul Woodson made this announcement after a five-hour closed session.
Action was taken tonight. The contract between the city and the city manager has been mutually terminated.
Paris had 1 year left on his contract and received $205,000 in severance. That amount was spelled out in his contract. The next day, the city's communication director, Eleni Hasselman, resigned effective immediately. She was making $83,000 a year and received a $30,000 severance package. That amount was agreed upon by city administrators. Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer, himself a Salisbury resident, says the sudden departures have been the talk of the town.
It's been a kind of real shock, and then the big questions continue to be the issue of the severance package, the size of it, but then also the severance package for the public information officer and her salary.
Council members won't discuss why Paris was terminated. Paris, who is 30 years old, had 1 year left on his three-year contract. He was making $135,000 a year. He began working for the city as an intern in 2006, earning $13 an hour. Scott Cannon, the owner of an alternative clothing store called Dead Ed's, says he's suspicious of council's motives.
A lot of people love what Doug was doing downtown. I know I did. Doug was not a yes man. He was a supporter of small business in downtown, which we enjoyed. I think he was done wrongly.
Assistant City Manager John Softley was named interim city manager. Softley says there's no hurry to hire a permanent replacement. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Salisbury.